All right, Steve, some sad news, really sad news. Black Enterprise founder and publisher Earl G. Graves Sr. I mean, just the entrepreneur who created a vehicle of information and advocacy that has inspired four generations of African Americans to build wealth through entrepreneurship, career advancement, and money management has passed away. That really is sad. According to his son, Black Enterprise CEO Earl Butch Graves Jr., Mr. Graves Sr. passed away after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. And of course, we are sending our condolences to the Graves family and to the staff at Black Enterprise Magazine. He meant a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, man. Sure. This brother right here, man, was so instrumental in ensuring that Black businesses had a voice, mm-hmm. and recognition and support. And him and his sons and his daughter, I mean, and his wife, man, just a beautiful family, man. One of the really, really nice families. I played golf with his sons several times down at the Black Enterprise golf and tennis things that used to go on every year. I met a lot of good people through him. He was just a great leader for Black people in the business community, man. I mean, this dude was a great father, man. He was a great servant of people. He required excellence from everybody around him, but he showed them how it was doing. He also was a CEO of Pepsi during the 1990s, you know, and he was a frat brother. He was a long-standing member of Almighty Omega Sci-Fi. So all the brothers in the frat are very aware of this. And he was just a really, really powerful dude, yeah. man, and mm-hmm. really powerful. And he loved people, man. He just loved people, you know. And he was some major loss, man. Yeah. Major loss, yeah. man. In my heart, yes, condolences go out to Butch and them, and you know, the rest of the family, man, who I've met. It's just a tough, you know, Earl Jr. He had three sons. He had Earl Jr. He had Johnny and Michael. Mm-hmm. I think he had eight grandkids.
Wow.
Powerful dude, man. So, you know, the grandkids, it starts having a domino effect when you lose great people, man. When mm-hmm. a person passes, it ain't just that one. So condolences go out to the whole Graves family, man. Definitely. All of y'all. Thank you very much. Wow.
Yeah, he'll be missed for sure. In other entertainment news, Steve, Pastor Joel Osteen is... he's going to have this big, like, virtual Easter service at his Lakewood Church in Houston. That's going to happen this Sunday, of course, which is Easter, Resurrection Day. While traditional Easter services are not happening this year due to the coronavirus pandemic, Joel Osteen is going to welcome Kanye West, Mariah Carey, and Tyler Perry on Easter to deliver his message of love and support to his massive audience. He has a huge audience. Mariah will be a part of the special tribute to medical professionals and first responders. Kanye and his Sunday service choir will be performing from L.A. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice.
Definitely. Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Mm-hmm. 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 All right. And got to move on as well. Time to get caught up on today's news, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, and good morning. This is Ann Tripp. Looking at the latest coronavirus figures in hard-hit New York State, let's start with that. There have now been a total of 5,489 deaths, with 731 people dying in just one day, this past Monday. Nevertheless, Governor Cuomo says that looking at the three-day casualty average, he says there was a few fewer ICU admissions, and combined with some other indicators, the governor of New York says the Empire State's COVID-19 problem actually seems to be lessening a little bit, or at least not surging.
We are changing the curve in that virus growth. You see that plateauing. That's because of what we are doing.
So the governor says people in the state need to keep staying at home, practicing social distancing, and washing their hands repeatedly. The state of Louisiana has been hit hard by the coronavirus, deaths now topping 500. They say more than 70% of them are Black, even though African Americans make up only 32% of the Bayou State's population. In fact, recent data shows that Chicago is among several major cities where the coronavirus has affected Blacks primarily in percentages much higher than their portion of the population. So now Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she's sure everyone in her city, she wants to make sure that everyone is entitled to the very same benefits, health-wise and everything, no matter what.
Well, the federal government hasn't made all of its COVID-related benefits available to our nation's immigrants. The executive order I sign ensures all Chicagoans, including our immigrants and refugees, have equal access to these programs, regardless of status.
Mayor Lightfoot says that it's all part of an effort to improve access to better health care for Black and Latino Chi-Town residents. The Pentagon says, meanwhile, it's begun testing a couple of possible coronavirus medications. They say the test being performed right now on animals, and there are five possible vaccines in all. The host of one of Fox TV's TV business shows is out. Trish Regan came under fire for underplaying the seriousness of the coronavirus pandemic. Regan described it as a, quote, scheme by Democrats to impeach President Trump. She kept saying that and saying that. Trish Regan called reports on people dropping dead on the streets of Wuhan a coronavirus impeachment scam, and that it was just fake news. She's, again, out. Walmart's being hit with a wrongful death suit by the family of an employee who died from the coronavirus, one of two deaths at the very same Chicago store. They're saying that it was never sanitized or anything. By the way, because of all the stay-at-home orders around the country, people are gaining weight because they're eating and eating. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.